program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Church.
Oh, yeah, time for me to do an episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
What are you babbling about?
Huh?
We're due at the Fobucker County First Pentecostal Church of God Indignant in 5 minutes.
Who in the hell are you?
Oh, like you don't know, Miss Trash Mouth Floozy.
Oh, I'm Earlene.
Earlene?
Earlene Hawkins.
Your future ma-in-law.
Oh, what?
Oh, don't you hurl on me, Missy. You had your dirty little way with my boy, and now he's all swole up like a tick, and you've done it to him.
Oh, no,
I'm
going to
make dang sure you don't weasel at it like all them other times with them other boys.
Oh, what's going on here? I'm wearing white. What is this ugly thing?
It's a wedding gown, you ignorant slut.
A wedding gown?
A white satin didn't combust on contact to that highly sinful skin ear.
Hey, me too.
Now step lively.
Oh,
me and this shotgun are here to get your moth-eaten ass to the church on time. Now move it.
Oh, watch where you put
that
thing.
Because in a few minutes, you ain't gonna be Reverend Susie the Floozy no more.
Enough?
You're gonna settle down to life as Mrs. Eustace Hiram Ellerby of Sumpville, Arkansas.
No!
The gods were angry with me for loving you. The gods were angry with me because they knew I stood at heaven's portals, and that was too high. just because the gods were angry with me.
Oh, welcome, Seekers. Oh, what a nightmare. Oh, I hate having that one, but I'm okay now. Oh, hello, I'm Susie Biddle Barrows, your subgenius love broker. Oh, just let me know if any of the many accommodating organisms around here strike your fancy. And hey, tell that pink boy sitting next to you that we've got an egg timer special, just perfect for him. Yeah, he looks like the reason rulers have those tiny little marks on them. Yeah, but while we're boning up on the subject of love anyway tonight, why don't we hear a little bit from some of the renowned experts in the field? Experts like the one and only original Dr. Love.
I see you coming, all I see is loving inside. Oh yeah, and baby, all I gotta do is see you, and I know that it's right. Oh yeah, so stop, now don't you go nowhere. When you need a loving doctor, I'm always there, cause I'm Dr. Love. Well, I'm Dr. Love. Baby, I can treat you. Let me check your pulse and take a deep breath and say, looks as though you've got love-itis and it's getting too far. Treat you good. I'm gonna treat you all right. Oh, in the middle of the night. Yes, cause I'm Dr. Love. Well, I'm Dr. Love. Baby, I can treat you good. Treat you so good.
does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath the willow tree that I've been dreaming of? Where is she? Ooh, I close my eyes to see. Will I ever know the sweet hello that's meant for only me? Who can say where she may hide? Must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can be something to?
Jackson and the White Brothers and Tom Jones and the Cramps. Oh, but that Leonard Nimoy damn near jerked my transmission out. Ugh. Oh, I'm afraid the show is going to be more of a powerful emetic than it is entertainment, but oh, that's a risk you run. Oh. Oh, especially when you're dealing with an unsavory crapshoot like love. Do you know why the Church of the Subgenius is all about hate, kids? Because the alternative is so ugly. And if you're a true right angle to the normal swarm kind of yeti, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, and like this tail-wagging idiot in female Bobby form who once came up to me all starry-eyed and gushed, "Ooh, Bob is love!" I had to deliver a stark fisting on her myself right then and there when I heard that one. Love. Don't talk to me about love. I've seen far too much of the unpleasantness firsthand, thank you, especially in the spring. It's like everyone around me is losing it head over heels. And at the same time, the conspiracy is trying to deep-sick same-sex marriages? Ha! They should be working on the root cause of this mental sickness that affects all normals across the generational board. This love, the thing that turns numb, drooling zombies into numb, drooling, insane zombies. Oh, and regretfully, subgeniuses too are sometimes lulled by the false slack promised by love. And they lose sight of why they're here. They forget to praise Bob because they're too busy gaping into the limpid, propped-up eye pools of some other mush-minded sap. Well, baby, I'm whispering sweet nothing doings in their ears tonight because it's time to wake up and smell the pheromones. Love is killing you.
This show ain't no good.
Talk to the audience. Oh, God, this is always death. All right.
Oh, no, please don't show me with Ralph.
What's your name, son?
Ralph.
And is this your girlfriend, Ralph?
Yes, I love Lisa Simpson, and when I grow up, I'm going to marry her.
No! Now, you listen to me. I don't like you. I never liked you. And the only reason I gave you that stupid Valentine is because nobody else would.
Watch this, Lise. You can actually pinpoint the second when his heart rips in half. And now.
You always hurt the one you love.
the one you shouldn't hurt at all.
What do you want these beef hearts?
On the floor.
It doesn't look very clean.
Just do your job, heart boy.
Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, love? And when, oh, when, oh, when will gloom depart, dear? Why, you're so sweet that I could eat your heart, dear, again and again.
Hello, I'm actor Troy McClure. You kids might remember me from such educational films as Lead Paint, Delicious But Deadly, and Here Comes the Metric System. I'm here to provide the facts about sex in a frank and straightforward manner. And now here's Fuzzy Bunny's Guide to You Know What. This is Fuzzy Bunny. About a year ago, he noticed his voice was changing. He had terrible acne and had fur where there was no fur before. He also noticed Fluffy Bunny. Fluffy and Fuzzy went to the park, the ice cream social, the boat show, and various other wholesome activities. And they never ruined their fun by giving in to their throbbing biological urges. Then came the big day. Fluffy and Fuzzy got married. That night came the honeymoon.
She's faking it.
The most satisfying part of the night was knowing that they waited. 9 months later, Fluffy gave birth to 14 beautiful bunnies. 8 survive. And now that you know how it's done, don't do it.
Hello, young lovers, whoever you are. We're glad the love bug caught up with you, but we must insist that you do not allow his bite to affect your conduct while in this theater. Public demonstration of affection will not be tolerated. Enough said?
Any questions?
Mrs. Krabappel, how come you don't live with Mr. Krabappel?
Because Mr. Krabappel chased something small and fluffy down a rabbit hole.
How do we know when we fall in love?
Oh, don't you worry. Most of you will never fall in love and marry out of fear of dying alone.
Can't stay much longer.
I felt a draft from the way that you laughed. Then I caught a cold in my heart. The song of the breeze has become just a sneeze since I caught a cold in my heart. Your love was like a burning light. You turned it on and off. And then I realized somehow this heart of mine could cough. We had a tiff. Now I'm left with a handkerchief. 'Cause I caught a cold in my heart.
You always hurt the one you...
It's Daddy, stupid! Where's my bourbon?
Well, I woke up this morning and I rolled out of bed. I looked into your face and I wished you were dead. Oh, no. I had to go. I know Mama always said patience is a virtue, but baby, life is hell when I'm living with you. Oh, yeah, yeah. 'Cause you really don't care. Yeah, yeah.
The one you shouldn't hurt at all.
You do hate me, don't you, Johnny?
I don't think you have any idea how much.
Hate is a very exciting emotion. Haven't you noticed? Very exciting. I hate you too, Johnny. I hate you so much that I think I'm going to die from it. Darling.
Oh, God! Oh, man! You kissed a girl! That is so gay!
You always hurt the one you love. The one you should hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break
crunch
the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall.
Ah, yeah, you old man.
So if I broke
crunch
your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
Attention, men. French Love Drops, an enchanting exotic perfume of irresistible charm, clinging for hours like lovers loath to part. Just a tiny drop is enough. Full-size bottle, 98 cents prepaid, or $1.32 COD. Directions free. One bottle free if two are ordered. Order now.
Teach me, tiger, I'll kiss you
you.
My lips, they belong to you. But teach me first, teach me what to do. Touch me, tiger, when I'm close to you.
Wah, 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 wah.
Help me, tiger, I don't know what to do.
Wah, 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 wah.
I know that you could love me too. But show me first, show me what to do. This is the first love that I have ever known. What must I do to make you my very own? Teach me, tiger, how to tease you.
Wah, 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 wah.
Tiger, tiger, I wanna squeeze you.
Wah, 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 wah.
All of my love I will give to you. But teach me, tiger, or I'll teach you.
It's just my poor old brain, it feels so queer. Since you are near, dear, ever since you told me that you loved me, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Ever since you said those words, sweetheart, I'm a bug, I'm a bug. Can't sleep nights, can't even eat. Something's wrong with both my feet. I bump into people on the street, like a fool, like a fool, like an awful fool. Ever since you said you'd like to kiss me, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Darling, I'm as steady as can be. Okay, to see.
I think love is wonderful. Fella cut out cigarettes, then he cut out whiskey, then he cut out women, then he cut out paper dolls.
Dad, if there's a really special moon, what should you do?
Six simple words. I'm not gay, but I'll learn.
What if he wants to hold hands?
I'm prepared to make that sacrifice.
What if he wants a kiss?
I'm prepared to make that sacrifice.
What if he...
You don't want to know how far I'll go.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggin' Kiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggin' Kiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggin' Kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB.
But if when you hear my love call ringing
dear, I don't give a damn.
Our equipment, studios, dressing room decor, and staff training are all designed with you, the bride, and not a bridge in mind.
That's a little line.
At Nelson's, we believe that every bride and groom should have scars in their eyes.
George,
for
George.
Each other, and not from exploding flashbulbs.
Scott!
We believe that brides should be beautiful, not barbecued under hot flood lamps.
Disco way!
Do you take this man to be your man? Do you take this woman to be your woman? Come on and join your hand.
to pronounce you man and wife.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Love, baby, that's where it's at.
How I love to drive my Buick with my love sitting by my side. Pretty girl in shiny Buick fills a fella with so much pride.
Driving down the road on Sunday with my car and my heart riding high.
For I know that very soon we'll take a honeymoon, my Buick, my love and I.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand.
Shows up yellow in home movies. I'm waiting for the man I love. He once fell asleep running for a bus. The man I love. He's so weak he uses both hands to stir his coffee. The man I love. He was under a lot of pressure today. 4 quilts and a blanket. I'm waiting for the man I love.
Person's inability to give and to receive love. To give and to receive love. To give and to receive love. To give and to receive love.
Scientific journal recently found that love accounted for over 62% of all migraine headaches. Seriously hampering further study on the subject. Now I've always been the philosophical kind. I feel better after I've dined. Public obsession with the aforementioned subject, and more specifically, songs about the same. A man and a woman, a Mr. and Miss. Mystery attraction, they meet and they kiss. You must remember this. A kiss is just the prolonged contact between two people's lips. Personally, I've never understood the appeal. Love has its place, I guess. I must admit. Sometimes I find even I think of it. Not that I of tying myself down to another, I'm not lonely at all. Love's not really as important as most people claim. Love's not really as important as most people claim.
Ooh, hot.
Oh, yeah, that's hot. That is hot.
Oh, help me, God, I will cut your pretty faces.
Hot.
Oh, my God!
Drop the knife, Stabitha!
No, he cried.
What do you mean?
Maybe I like it that way.
When I came home last night to ride at the door, you started in the bedroom just to give me the score. All right, you know I won't fight. But the straw that broke the camel was when you announced your mother moving in. That's when I almost started to pounce.
Just a typical American of the boys. You're so boring, boy.
Emotionally disturbed. She's from Alabama.
I'm tired. Sick and tired of love. I've had my fill of love. From below and above. Tired. Tired of being admired. Tired of love uninspired. Let's face it, I'm tired. I've been with thousands of men again and again. They promise the moon. They're always coming and going and going and coming. And always too soon. I'm tired of playing the game. Ain't it a crying shame? I'm so tired. God damn it, I'm exhausted.
Baby, when you hold me tight, you know you will be all right. You'll have to take the time to fight to love you with all my might. I'm about to see the city you have, but with the feel true. But what before it's certain things, I won't fall in love today. You make me feel like a man when we're rolling in the sand. Who's gonna take me by the hand and do the things you know again? I'm about to see the city you have, but with the feel true. But what before it's certain things,
you can't love them all. You can't love them all. The thought may be wonderful, but the chances are small. You can't land each one that passes by. But you can try. You can try. You can try.
You can't kiss them all. You can't kiss them all. The ones who have tried have found that they're not quite that tall.
They'll call you an optimistic dope. But you can hope. You can hope. You can hope. Been able to prove there are mountains that you can move.
They've been able to show there's a way to make rain and snow.
But you simply can't love them all. You can't love them all. 'Cause one day that one girl will catch your eye. And you'll know why. You'll know why. You'll know why. Hello, doll.
Hello, doll. You can't hug them all. You can't hug them all. You'll get lots of pictures framed, but you'll run out of wall.
The most you can hope for is a tie. But you can try, you can try, you can try.
You can't pet them all, you can't pet them all.
I do. Next time, a burning cross.
Little bag, so I'll say goodbye.
nipple dog lying on its back, licking its genital area, and it reminds me of, and I can see it's a she. She comes up to my face, starts licking me, and it reminds me of you, reminding me to remember the thing about you licking me. Now I'm thinking of you. Where I used to be in mud. I'm not sure if it's you, arms akimbo, eyes askew.
What a totally unsavory evening it's been, Seekers. Oh, but that's the way with love. You have no idea who you're going to wake up next to. In this case, we invited the Simpsons, Spike Jones, Lou Carter, the singing taxi driver, the a cappella Flips, Lionel Candy Pants Davis with the best love song ever, the Angora-throated April Stevens would teach me Tiger, Tiny Tim, Slim Whitman, Bonnie Anderson, the Nelson Photography Studios Promo 45, Paul Jabara's Disco Wedding, a rare acapella love shack, My Buick, My Love and I, Phyllis Diller, The Cold Cuts with Darlin', I Don't Love You Anymore, Barnes and Barnes, The Dickies, Gene and Mimi, Madeline Kahn, The Dead Kennedys, Suicidal Tendencies, Robert Wagner and Debbie Reynolds, and the Pink Lincolns popped in and out there with I Do, two of the deadliest words you can ever say to another living being. Oh, and that was Butt Jowl Picnic with Nipple Dog. And it reminds me of you. Oh, it does. It does indeed. And we're going to be wrapping up with Danger Woman. So, hey, be very, very careful out there. Because this is the time of year when the hunt is on and desperation can make for some very strange bedfellows. Good night, seekers.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. You